We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Gittin, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. This halacha is based on chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce an additional topic besides what we've been speaking about till now. He's going to explain the topic of neder, vows, nedorim, and how it ties into what we're learning. V'zeu b'chinas haforas nedorim. Based on what we've been learning now about how the relationship between a husband and wife works, we'll be able to understand the concept of haforas nedorim, that when a woman makes a vow, a neder, if she's still under her father's jurisdiction, then her father has the ability to be mefer neder, to push aside, lahafer means to push aside her vow. If she's under a husband's jurisdiction, then the husband has the authority to be mefer her neder. And there are many different details about this, that it's only on the day that he heard about it, and other details, but a general concept. Mashehabal mefer nidrei ishtoi. The fact that a husband has the ability to push aside and eliminate the vow of his wife. Ki nedorim heim bebina. We know that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that neder is associated with bina. The word neder is nun dor, the 50 generations. We know that 50 is always associated with bina, the 50 levels of bina. And yovel, the 50th year, is bina, many things like that. So nedorim are associated with bina. Shehu bechinas kodshe kodoshim, which represents the Holy of Holies. Bechinas seichel ho'elyoin ha'koilel. It represents that high-level seichel that we're speaking about. Bechinas yoim ha'kippurim ki'adua. It represents Yom Kippur. Because when we speak about this world, the physical world, the materialistic world, it's represented by the number 7. 7 days in a week, 7 years in a Shemitah, the 7 spheroids of Zeranpin, Chesed through Malchus, that's level 1. When we go above that, that's holy. When we go above that, we're going into Holy of Holies. When we go above the 7, above Chesed, we're entering into the next world. That's referred to as Bina. It's referred to as Olam Haba, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, we're not part of this world. We don't eat, we don't sleep. You know, we're mamish like angels, this level of Bina. She'oz nichnas ha'koin godoy lefnai v'lefneim levin shesia. And it was on Yom Kippur, which represents this seichel ho'el yoin, that the Koin Godol entered into the Holy of Holies, to the place where the Evan Shesia was, the rock from which the world was founded. Bechinas kodshe kodoshim, lechaper al avoinos Yisrael. And he went inside there to try to gain forgiveness, atonement for all the sins of the Jewish people. Shehu bechinas hamtokois kol hadinim sheboilim. That's comparable to sweetening all the judgments in the world, because sins bring about judgments. And if on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol is going in there to eliminate all the sins, it means he's going in there to sweeten all the judgments. Ki ein misa b'loi chet v'ein yisurim b'loi ovan, k'mo yisham rabbi senosal. The Gemara says in Shabbos, page 55, that there's no such thing as death without sin or suffering without sin. So sins are synonymous with death, suffering, decrees, harsh decrees. And when we talk about eliminating sins, we're talking about eliminating all of those harsh decrees, all the judgments. Shekol ha'yisurim vadirim chas v'shom heim alidei chatoim chas v'shom. All types of suffering and judgments are brought about through sins. And the forgiveness for all the sins, which the Kohen Gadol brings about when he enters into that place where the Evan Shesia was, the Holy of Holies, Zehu Bechinas Hamtokois Kol Hadinim. That represents the elimination of and sweetening of all judgments. V'alkein Oimrim Kol Nidre B'yoim HaKippurim Kiyadua. And now you'll understand why we introduce Yom Kippur, we bring in Yom Kippur with the words Kol Nidre, special prayer that talks about eliminating all vows. ki nedorim heim bechinas Yom Kippurim, because vows are associated with Yom Kippur, bechinas kodshei kodoshim, the holy of holies, bechinas seichel ho'elyon ha'koilel, coming from this highest level of seichel. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain logically how this works, what the connection is between neder and kodesh kodoshim, bina. Hainu ki ha-neder hu she-ho-odom oiser al atzmai dover. Usually, a vow involves a person declaring something to be forbidden to them. Something without his vow, it would have been permissible. According to the Torah, it's 100% permissible. Orange juice, fresh, delicious, squeezed orange juice from a tree that's not orla and it's meisered and it's truma, glatt kosher. And this person makes a vow he's not going to drink orange juice. Vazai hadovor osur olav kishar kol ho'isurim shebetorah. And by the fact that the person made this statement, suddenly this thing becomes forbidden to him like chazer, like a dead rodent, like something which Hashem declared forbidden. Vehu pele. And this is an extraordinary thing. This is wondrous. Eich yeh, how is it eich yeh koyach lodom lasais liatzmoi toira chadosha? How in the world does a Jew have the ability to create new Torah? According to the Torah, there are 68 things that are forbidden. Suddenly, this guy enlarged the list. He added a 69th thing. Where does that come from? Mashe einoi kosu batorah, something which was not written in the Torah, was not declared forbidden in the Torah. So how is he doing that? How does a person get the ability to enlarge the Torah? Achu al pi hanal. However, this ties into what we were learning earlier. Ki oiraiso me chochmo ilo nofkas. The Torah that we have comes from chochmo ilo. It comes from a higher place called chochmo ilo. V'chol odom yesh loy chelek batorah. And every single person has a portion in the Torah, a share in the Torah. Ki ha-odom hu ha-Torah, because a human being is a Torah. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, zois ha-Torah odom. This is the Torah, man. Kama shekosuv Rabbeinu Zal kama pomim, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes this in several places in Likutei Moran, chapter 92, chapter 245. V'al kein, al yedei ha-neder, and therefore, it's through this power of neder, which comes from seichel ho'elyon, comes from that chochmo ilah, the shoyrish of the Torah, the source of where the Torah comes from, yesh koyach lahodom laham shechalatzmoy mishom isur chodosh. A Jew has the ability to draw from there, to go above the Torah, where the Torah draws its spiritual light from, and connect over there, and by connecting over there, he has the ability to draw upon himself a new mitzvah that's not written in the original Torah yet, to declare something forbidden that wasn't forbidden before. Sheyia osur alav be'isur gomor min ha-Torah, whereby this item now becomes forbidden to him 100% based on Torah law. Ki misham mebechinas neder nimshach kol ha-Torah, because from there, from the place where neder comes from, that chochma ilah, that seichel elyon ha-koilel, that's where the entire Torah originates from. V'chol odom yesh loy koyach la'alos l'shom al yedei ha-neder, and a Jew has the ability when making a vow to go up there, to go upstairs beyond the Torah, to where the Torah comes from, to where the Torah originates from. And to bring upon himself a new isur, something to declare something forbidden anew that wasn't forbidden before. Lesor isur al nafshoy, as the Torah says, al yedei haneder, via this process called neder. Va'oz hadovar azeh osur alav kishar isurim shebetorah. And once the person does that, this item becomes forbidden to him, just like any other items that are mentioned in the Torah that are off limits, that are forbidden. Nimtza We see, therefore, she'oso la'atzmoi toira chadosha al yidei haneder, that the Jew was able to create for himself new Torah, a new mitzvah, via this neder. Ki mibchinas haneder, shubchinas seichel ho'elyon ha'koylel, yo'choylen la'hamshich he'oro chadosha ala toira. Because from that address called neder, that location called neder, which is seichel ho'elyon ha'koylel, which is bina, which is chachmoyla, from there, a person has the ability to draw upon himself a new light of Torah that wasn't there before. Ki kol ha-Torah nimshach misham. Because the entire Torah originates from there and draws its light from there. V'al kein, and therefore, yesh koyach liyochid mumche oy lishloisha hedyotos lahatir neder. Just before, we mentioned the process called haforas nedorim, with a pei, hey pei reish tov. That's a power that's limited to the father of the girl or the husband of the woman, based on different circumstances. The Torah tells us there's another power called hatoras nedorim, with a tov, which that power is given over either to an extremely great rabbi, a very high-level rabbi who is called a yochid mumche, somebody who's qualified to serve as a bezdin by himself, or, if you don't have yochid mumche, if you have three ordinary rabbis, or even three ordinary people, they can also serve as a bezdin to be matir neder, to untie the vow. And there's all kinds of different rules as to how Haforas Nedorim works, how Hatoras Nedorim works. K'moy shekosuv, as the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk says, Lo yachel devaroi. The person who made the vow is not allowed to cheapen his words. He is not allowed to cheapen his words. The Gemara says, Hu einoy moichel, av lacherim moichlam loy. He is not allowed to forego his vow. But others do have the power to let his vow be released. Meaning, a beis din, made up either of a yochid mumcha or three. How does that work? Ki ikr heheoro mebechina seichel hakoilel yefsho lahamshich kiim al yidei tzadik hador. Because to be able to receive the real full measure of light from that Seichel HaKoylel, from that Chochmo Iloh, the only one who's really qualified to get the full measure of light from there is the Tzaddik of the generation. Shehu Bechinas Yochid Mumche. He is called a person, a lone ranger, a person who's qualified by himself to be a Torah authority. He doesn't need anybody else sitting with him. He alone is qualified to judge. Shehu ikr bechinas seichel hakoylel keneged shar hoylam. Because that tzaddik himself is referred to as seichel hakoylel compared to the rest of the world. His brain is like a combination of everybody else's brains. We know, we find in the Torah many times, it mentions Moshe ve'Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people. And the Gemara says this is to teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu is considered like the entire Jewish people. He is this Yochid Mumche. The Gemara says, which woman gave birth to 600,000 in one shot? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that the tzaddik is, he himself is this Seichel HaKoylel. And therefore, he's the only one who's really qualified to draw the full light from that Seichel HaKoylel. Kemavur Sham Bahatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, chapter 61, paragraph 7. V'al kein, and therefore, Hayochid Mumcha Yochoy Lahatir Nidroi. A rabbi on that level, who is a yochid mumche, has the ability to release a person from his vow. This no longer applies to women only. This is men, women, anybody that can be released from their vows through a bezdin, through a yochid mumche or three. Ki hu yochoy lahamshich he'ora gedoyla beyoser mebechinas chochmei lo asech lakoyon. Because a tzaddik of that caliber has the ability to draw a full measure of light from that chochmei lo, from that sech lakoyon, Shaydeze Nizbatel Nidroi Hanimshach Misham. And thereby zap the vow, which also came from Chachmo Ilah. We said Neder comes from Chachmo Ilah, right? It's way, way up there. The tzaddik, the true tzaddik, is the Chachmo Ilah. And he's the one who has the ability to go up to that Chachmo Ilah and draw gallons from there, tons from there. So he has the ability to go to the same place where the Neder originates from and zap it from there, nullify it completely. Ki hechacham shehu ikar b'china seichel hakoilel, because a chacham, a Talmud chacham of that caliber, who is seichel hakoilel, yesh loy koyach levatel koyach nidroi, has the ability to nullify the power of the vow, shehu b'chinas he'ora bi'alma shenimshach misham, which is like a little candle that comes from the Seichel HaKoilel. Notice, every Jew, we said, has the ability to reach up, to tap into the Seichel HaKoilel through Neder. But when they go up there, they're going up there with their little candle, or with their little whiskey glass, you know, to draw a little of that light of the Seichel HaKoilel, which is going to comprise their vow. When the tzaddik, who is the Seichel HaKoilel, when he goes up there, he's bringing a swimming pool down, a whole swimming pool of that light of Seichel HaKoilel. So he for sure has the ability to negate, to undo the neder when he sees fit, when he sees that it's justified. V'chein shloisha hedyoitos yecholim gam kein levatel neder. And so too, even three ordinary people, three religious Jews serving as a unit, also have the ability to be matir neder, as we just said. Why? Ki shloisha mi Yisrael hein b'chinas kedusha mishuleshes. Because when you have three Jews working together, they represent kadosh, 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 the triple kedusha. Shehu b'chinas kloliyus hakedusha, which represents the full spectrum of holiness. B'chinas kadosh, 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 shebaze klulim kol hahamtokos, in which is included all the sweetenings of all the judgments. Why? Ki hatzimtzum yesh loy koyach mehaseichel shenikra kodesh kanal. Because as we learned in the beginning of this halacha, Rav Nosson Zal quoted from Likutei Maran that any time you have a tzimtzum, a constriction, a judgment, or anything like that, it draws its energy from seichel. From seichel, it's plugged into the mind, into the moichin, which is called kodesh. And therefore, kishemamtiken oisoi, when we sweeten the tzimtzum, azai hi kedusha kfula, then there's a double holiness. Ki azai nimshach haseichel shehu b'chinas kodesh lebechinas hatzimtzum. Because when we're sweetening the judgment, we're going up to that place of seichel hakoilel, and we're bringing down some of that light to zap the tzimtzum, to negate the tzimtzum. Vazai gam hatzimtzum v'hadin nikra kodesh. And when we do that, the tzimtzum becomes holy because we drew kodesh into it. We drew moichin seichel into it. Al yedei shenichlal b'haseichel shenikra kodesh. As a result of the fact that this tzimtzum was now plugged into seichel, which is called kodesh. Avol ein koyach l'haseichel hakodesh levadoi lahamtik hatzimtzum sheyie nikra kodesh gamkein kiim kishemekabel koyach mehaseichel ho'elyoin hakoilel shehu kodesh hakodoshim. However, Rav Nosson Zal explains, we spoke in the beginning of this chapter that there's regular seichel, which every person has to a degree, or every person has access to, and then there's seichel hakoilel, which is way, way up there. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that every tzimtzum is plugged into a seichel. It's plugged into kodesh. And when we want to nullify that tzimtzum, when we want to sweeten that tzimtzum, we need to draw from the kodesh to nullify it. However, he says that regular seichel does not have the ability to nullify the tzimtzum unless that regular seichel is plugged into the Seichel HaKoilel, unless it's plugged into the real source of Seichel, which is called Kodshei Kodoshim. V'ze b'chinas Kedusha Shlishis. And that's this third Kedusha. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining here the concept of the three Kodoshes. Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. He tells us that even a tzimtzum, even a constriction, even a bechin of din has holiness to it. It comes from Hashem. It draws from Seichel. It draws from the machshava, from the Seichel of Hashem, where everything originates from. So the tzimtzum is kodesh. Now, when we want to nullify a tzimtzum, when we want to destroy a constriction, a midas adin, we have to go up to the Seichel, to its source, and draw Seichel from there to nullify, to sweeten the tzimtzum. That's a second level of kodesh. The kedusha, the Seichel that we draw down to try to negate the tzimtzum. But he says usually, in most cases, that's not an, that Seichel that's coming from a regular level isn't powerful enough on its own to eliminate the tzimtzum completely, unless it is plugged into a higher source called Seichel HaKoilel. And that's the third Kodesh. And when we say, therefore, when we say Kodosh, 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 or when you get three Jews sitting together, you have a full quorum. You have the tzimtzum represented, you have the Seichel from which that tzimtzum comes from, and you have the Seichel HaKoilel, from which we have the ability to draw light and power to zap the tzimtzum completely. V'ze b'chinas kedusha shlishis. That's that third kedusha, which is shu b'chinas kedusha al-yoyna, b'chinas kodshe kodoshim. V'ze b'chinas kedusha mishuleshis. Hainu, this is the concept of this triple holiness. Hainu kedusha hu al-yoyna. That refers to that highest level of kedusha. Bechinas Seichel HaKoilel, Kodshei Kodoshim. Ukedushas HaSeichel, Ukedushas HaTzimtzum, Shenichlal Gamkein B'toch Kedushas HaSeichel. Because you have all three. You have number one, the Kedusha HaElyona, that highest Kedusha, which is called Seichel HaKoilel, Kodshei Kodoshim. Then you have the lower levels of Seichel, which receive from there. And then you have the third level, which is the tzimtzum, which also is connected to Seichel. Shezehu hamtokosoi b'sharoshoi. And that's how we're able to sweeten the din, to eliminate the din, from its source. V'chol mokoim sheyesh shloishem Yisrael shem bezen. And wherever you have a quorum of three religious Jews who represent a bezdin, heim bebechinas tlas avhon. They symbolize the three forefathers of the Jews, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Bechinas kedusha mishuleshes. They represent this kodosh, 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 the three levels of seichel. V'alkein, yesh lehem koyach la'alois la'seichel ho'elyoin. And that's what gives them the ability to tap into that higher seichel, Sheshom Shoirish Haneder, which is the origin from where the vow originates from, Ulevatel Haneder Shenodarze, and to nullify the vow that this person made, Ulahatiroi, and to untie it, to release it completely. Kemoi Hayochid Mumche, just like the example we gave earlier of the great Tzaddik who is called Yochid Mumche, Shematir Gamkein Haneder, who also has the ability to release the vow, al yedei sheyesh loy koyach lichloil beyoiser bebechinas haseichel elyon hakoyel, by the fact that this great tzaddik is the one who really has the greatest ability to plug into and to become part of that seichel elyon hakoyel, shaydeze chutar hanedar hanimshach misham, and that's what gives him the ability to release the vow that comes from there. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the topic of haforas nedorim, about the father or the husband releasing a woman, the wife or daughter, from the vow. Ki habal הוא בחינס השכל הממתק הצמצום והדין שהיא בחינס בזוגוי וכנל. Because the husband, relative to his own wife, he represents the seichel who has the ability to sweeten the tzimtzum. The tzimtzum is the woman. The woman represents midas hadin, his own wife. Ve'ikar ha-hamtoko, and what really allows him to do this, what really makes it possible for the husband to do this is, al yidei she-mekabel mi-seichel ha-koilo v'kanal. The husband has to be able to tap into that higher source, that seichel ha-koilo. Because he can tap into there, that's what gives him the ability to nullify the vow. Because she, the wife, who made this vow, and we said a vow is a tzimtzum that also comes from seichel, she has no ability to draw from seichel hakoilel, shemishom nimshach haneder, which is from where the vow really originates from, nundor, ki im al yedei bailo daika, only via her husband. Her access to that seichel hakoilel comes only via her husband. V'alkein, and therefore, kol nedoreho tluyim boi daika. Any vow that she's going to make is dependent on her husband. Ki, as the pasuk says, ki isho yekeimena ve'isho yefeirena. Her husband has the right to agree with her vow or to disagree, to negate it. Ki hamshachas heheora misechel hakoilel eleho. Because the flow of light from the sechel hakoilel to the woman, to the wife, Shemishom haneder, and we said neder originates from up there in Seichel HaKoilel, hu al yodoi daika. It comes via her husband. V'alkein, yesh loy koyach lekayim nidra oy lahaferoi. And that's why he's the one who has the ability to accept her vow, to give it his seal of approval, or to push it aside. Ki hakoil tolui boy, because everything depends on him. Her connection to seichel hakoil is via her husband. V'chein ho'ov, and so too the father of a girl who is not married, hu bechina seichel hakoil neged bitoy. He is the source of the seichel hakoil relative to his daughter. His daughter draws seichel through him. As we learned before, av bechachma, father represents chachma. Al kein, therefore, nidra beyodoi. Her vows, the vows of the daughter, are in the hands of, in daddy's hands. Ve'yochoi lahaferoi. And he has the ability to push it aside, to say, no thank you, not interested. Paragraph of, v'al kein matirin kol hanedorim v'chol hashvuos koidim nesina saget. Now you'll understand one of the laws regarding divorce. That when a couple come to the Beis Din for divorce, and the Beis Din analyzes and they come to the conclusion that yes, we're going to write a divorce, we're going to agree to let them be separate, before the husband gives the woman a divorce, Beis Din first does a hatoras nedarim, to release her from any vows, from any vows whatsoever. Any vows, any shvuos, ki iefsher lifter ishtoi sheniskash raboy bekesher amitz v'chosok al yidei chupa v'kiddushin, because we know that it's impossible to release a person's wife who has become deeply attached to him, deeply connected to him with a super tight knot, a powerful knot, through chupa and kiddushin, through the wedding ceremony. The only way to release her from that powerful connection is through a get, a divorce. Al yedei shemamshich heora mebechina seichel ha'elyon hakoilel. And as we learned earlier, in the process of get, in writing that sefer krisus, writing this additional piece of Torah, we're going up
to the Seichel HaKoilel, to the source from which all Torah comes from, Chochmei Lo, Seichel Elyoim, Sheshom Nizbatel HaKesher B'Sharoshoi, Kanal. And up there, we have the ability to nullify this bond, this deep connection at its source. Alkein, therefore, before we give over the get, Matirin Nedorim Koidim, we first release her from all vows. Kal Yedei HaToras Nedorim Oilin L'Shom, L'Bechina Seich Le'on V'Koila. Because as we learned just now, when a person makes a vow, or in the process of releasing vows, you're also going up to that Seichel HaKoilel. Sheze Bechinas Kol Nidrei Shoimrim B'Knisas Yom HaKippurim. That's the Kol Nidrei with which we bring in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, which is Seichel HaKoilel. It's that super high level light which gives us the ability to zap all sins. Kedei sheyuchlu lichnois lefnai v'lefnim, in order to enable the Kohen Gadol to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies. Lebechinas kodesh kodoshim, sheshom nichnas haKohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. That's where the Kohen Gadol entered on the day of Yom Kippur. Shemishom ikar kedushas Yom HaKippurim. And that's where the real holiness of Yom Kippur comes from. It comes from the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash. Iker slicha suavoino, it's the idea of tshuva, the main forgiveness for all sins through tshuva, shehi bechinas hamtokas kol adinim sheboilam, which also means removing all judgment, all pain, suffering, illness from the world. It all comes from the Holy of Holies. It all comes from neder, kol nidre, which takes you into the Holy of Holies. So that's why the process of get, which involves releasing a couple whose connection was made in the Holy of Holies, part of that process of get includes Hatoras Nedorim. Because the get itself, we learned earlier, the writing of the get, writing this new piece of Torah, additional Torah, brings the Torah to a Shlemus, which is one of the ways that you go up to the top floor, to that Seichel Elyon. And now we're being told that another way of making sure that we're able to get into our rocket ship and go all the way to that top, to that Seichel Elyon is by tapping into Neder, the Hatoras Nedorim, in the process of releasing from vows. That also takes us into Yom Kippur, Holy of Holies, Seichel Elyon HaKoilel. V'zeh she'oimrim l'chol ho'im dem b'shas ha'get, and this is why the Gemara tells us that the rabbis of the Bezin make an announcement to all the people that are present at the time that the divorce is being given, sheyahararu b'tshuva, that everybody should take a moment and think thoughts of tshuva, repentance, to want to repent. Ki tshuva hi bechinas Yom HaKippurim, because tshuva is associated with Yom Kippur. Bechinas hatoras nedorim, which is also tied into the concept of releasing a person from a vow, which the way that the rabbis do that is, they tell a person, if you would have known this, this, and this, would you have made the vow? No, never. So you regret, now that you know that, you regret that you made that vow, yes? Yes, of course, sure. So anytime there's a Hatoras Nedorim, it's a form of tshuva, it's a form of the person expressing regret. Wow, if I would have known then what I know that now, I never would have done that. That's tshuva. That's Yom Kippur. That's HaToras Nedorim. That's Kodesh Kodoshim. That's Seichel HaKoilel. Shibichas tshuva. Shekol ze nimshach mebchinas Seichel HaKoilel. Sheshom nimtokim kol hadinim sheboilam. That's where all judgments in the world are eliminated. Shemishom tzrichin laham shecheoro. And it's from there that we have to draw a level of light, levatel hakesher, to nullify, to zap the connection between this husband and wife, al yedei sefer krisus, through this divorce document. Rav Nosson Zal is showing us how this issue of a get is not a simple thing. You're going to a very, very high place in order to make it happen. Just like in order for them to get married, They went to a very, very high place to make the connection. That chuppah, that kiddushin, the woman goes around the husband seven times. That's called makifin. We know that the seichel that a person has inside his head, that's called seichel pnimi, the seichel that's inside. The seichel which a person has not attained yet, the seichel which is above you, is referred to as makif. It's like a halo around your head. You haven't been able to bring it inside your head yet. And we know that when a couple get married, the kala goes around the chosn seven times to help him receive all those seven makifim, to be able to tap into this bina, this seichel hakoilel, this highest place. And we know the Gemara says that when a couple gets married, it's accustomed to give gifts, presents. Hashem is part of the deal. Hashem also doesn't come without a gift. He also brings an envelope. His envelope is a complete atonement, a complete forgiveness for all sins. What are you talking about? I thought that was only on Yom Kippur. You thought right. This is Yom Kippur. The same place that we tap into, that Holy of Holies that the Kohen Gadol went into on Yom Kippur, that's the same place that couple go into during the night of the wedding, during the chuppah and kiddushin. There's such an incredible level of holiness and atonement. And that's why that's also a time to be thinking thoughts of tshuva. All the Jews that are present at a chuppah of a couple, this is holy matrimony. This is tikkun habris at its highest level. Jews getting married with holiness, b'kedusha. It's a time for these thoughts of tshuva. Paragraph Zion, v'alkein. And now we'll understand, we'll see how every single detail in the Torah has significance and timing. Everything takes place exactly at a particular time in a particular place. V'alkein, Yaakov Avinu, bo'es sheholach lisoisha. Now we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. Who is Yaakov Avinu? He is the choicest one of all three forefathers of the Jews. He's the tikkun. Avram Avinu did a great job. He did billions of mitzvahs. He glorified Hashem. He did fabulous things. But he also had a Yishmael. Yitzchak Avinu kill himself for Hashem on the altar. Korban Oila, tzaddik, super, super tzaddik. But there's still an Esav around. Comes Yaakov Avinu. He is called Bechir Shebavos. This is the grand finale. This is the refinement after two levels of refinement that took place in Avram Avinu and in Yitzchak Avinu. Now we're coming to real purity. Yaakov Avinu, who had no Esavs, no Yishmael, all good stuff, all high quality material. Therefore, this Yaakov Avinu, when he was traveling to go find and meet his wives, Be'ez Shaol Achlisish, when he went to get married, Oz Daiko Poga Bamokamahu. Where was the wedding? Was it in Armenot Chain or Armenot Blue? It was at the site of the Beis HaMikdash. On the way to that wedding, he stopped off at the site of the Beis HaMikdash, it says. Vayifka Bamokoim. He came to the place, Bamokoim Hahu, Shehu Mekoim Evan Shasia, the place of that rock from which the entire world was founded from. Mekoim Kodesh HaKadoshim, the place of the Holy of Holies. V'shom Nichlalu Kol Hoavonim Bevan Shasia Bechinas Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what happened there? He decided to close his eyes, to rest. And he wanted to put something under his head. There's no pillows. He's in the middle of the desert. He's in the middle of, out in the open. So he takes a rock to put it under his head. And he's trying to take a rock. And all the rocks are pushing and fighting to see which one's gonna have the privilege of having this tzaddik put his head on it. And there were 12 rocks there that represented all 12 tribes that would come from him. And the Midrash says all 12 rocks merged together to form one rock, a pillow, which was under the head of Yaakov Avinu. So there, all of these rocks merge together in this Evan Shasi, which is the Holy of Holies, Shehu Bechinas Hamtokas Kol Hatzimtzumim Vadinim, which represents the elimination and the sweetening of all constrictions, all judgments, As Rabbeinu Zal writes there at the end of that chapter on Likut Imran, when he speaks about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students, and he says Rabbi Akiva had students. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students. Each student is a tzimtzum. Each student is seichel, but they have limited. So compared to the rabbi is like the sun. The students are like the moon in comparison. Tiny little flashlights, little lights, compared to the light of the rabbi, the sun. So those 24,000 students were tzimtzumim. And unfortunately, because of the lack of unity between them, proper unity, the Midas Hadin got so strong that it exploded, destruction. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal said to his students, he didn't have 24,000, he had 9 students at one point, or 6 students. And he said to them, we are the correction. We are going to repair, fix the damage that was done earlier. Anan b'chavivusa tali milsa. We, through our unity and love and mutual respect between us, we are the tikkun for all of them. We find certain times in the Zohar HaKadosh, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal was giving a special shiur, he told his students, hold hands. Everybody hold hands. Was this kindergarten? Holding hands for? Getting romantic? The answer is this was serious. He was making a point of letting them know that their power to be mamtik dinim, to nullify and negate a power of din that was able to wipe out 24,000 tzaddikim, that if 6 or 8 people get together and there's a proper unity between them, they can tap into that seichel hakoilo. They can tap into a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and can negate all din completely. Rabbi Shimon, who said, I have the ability to release the entire world from judgment, from sin. How? Through the unity between him and his students, him and his son. We see it throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, that they were an example of how a tzaddik and his students are supposed to operate together. Kikvar mavur, because we already explained earlier, Shegam Iker HaKesher Shebeinish Lishtoi Ayidei Chupa V'Kiddushin, that the whole essence of the connection between husband and wife through Chupa and Kiddushin Nimshach Gam Kein Mebechina Seichel Elyon HaKoilo comes from that same location, from that top floor, that penthouse, that Seichel Elyon HaKoilo Shemishom Mamshich He'oro L'Kashrei Lov. It's from there, up there, that the husband draws a light that gives him the ability to attach this woman to himself. Sheyamshich Tomid Seichel Mishom, so that the husband will constantly be able to draw Seichel from up there, Lahamtik Hatzimtzum Vadin, to sweeten the constriction, the din, the woman, the wife, shehu bechinas so isha hanisa seilo, which is this wife who he is marrying. She is bechinas din, and the husband is the seichel to which this din is connected to. And when he connects properly to the seichel or elyon hakoil, and he draws from there, he has the ability to keep her sweet, to eliminate. We know that there's a pasuk that says u'moitzi ani mar mimoves eso isha. I find the woman to be bitterer than death, because the concept of Isha is a concept of the left side. It's a concept of din, midas adin. Din, there could be a din of kedusha, there's a din of holiness, and there's chas v'shalom a din of the sitra achra. The din of the sitra achra is bitterer than death. But when there's a din, when the din is in kedusha, when the woman is plugged in properly to a husband, and she's receiving the seichel via him, from that seichel in akoilo, then the din is sweetened. Then it becomes a holy din. Shezeh b'chinas ksuba v'kiddushin kanal. This is the whole concept of the ksuba document, which we learned about earlier in great length, and the kiddushin, the process of the marriage is called harayat mikudesh esli, kodesh. We're going up to that address called Kodesh, the Seichel. Kodesh, Kodesh HaKodoshim. V'alkei nikro in Kiddushin, Loshin Kodesh, Shehu HaSeichel HaNikro Kodesh, as we said earlier. Shemishom Hamtokas HaTzimtzum. That's where the Tzimtzum, the Din, gets sweetened, V'kanal, as we explained earlier. V'alkei, and now you'll understand why, Oz Daika, specifically during that time, Bo'ez Sheholach Yaakov Levakesh Zivukoi, when Yaakov Avinu was traveling to go find his wife, Oz Daika Zochol Bechina Zois. That's when he experienced the high of all highs. To plug into that Seichel HaKoyle, the Holy of Holies, to come upon the site of the Beis HaMikdosh. V'lichloil shom kol ha-tzimtzumim v'chol ha-sichliyim v'chol ha-nefoshos. And to plug into that Seichel HaKoyle, all the different tzimtzumim of the world, all the different sichliyim, all the souls. Where do we see that? That's this concept of these 12 rocks. They start out as 12, as separate, apart. And they all merge together to become one rock. Be'evan Shesia, this holy rock from which the world was founded. Be'bechinas Kodshei Kodoshim, the Holy of Holies, where that Evan Shesia was found. We know that during the holiest moment of Shabbos, Shabbos is called holy, right? Shabbos Kodesh. What's the Holy of Holies? Shabbos Mincha. That's called Holy of Holies. What do we say on Shabbos at Mincha? Ato Echod. Hashem, you are one. V'shimcho Echod, your name is one. Umi ka'amcho Yisrael goy Echod Boretz. And who in the entire world is like your nation? One, a nation of oneness in the world. That's this Echod. That's these rocks merging together into one rock, tapping into this Seichel HaKoyle, the Bina, the highest place from which all sins are eliminated, all tzimtzumim are sweetened. Vayteze daiko zocho liso isho yiras Hashem. And by Yaakov Avinu tapping into that Seichel HaKoyle, that's what enabled him to marry the woman of holiness, ulahoylid shneimosor shvotim kedoshim, and to produce 12 holy tribes. Ki zocho lahamte kol hatzimtzumim b'sharoshom, because he was zocho to sweeten all the tzimtzumim at their source, at their origin. Shezeu b'chinas nisuin. That's the concept of marriage, as we explained earlier. V'alkein, and therefore, oz tekev kishero azois, as soon as Yaakov Avinu realized what was going on, he realized where he was, and he saw what was happening, the stones merging into one, and the angels going up and down, and he saw the stars, he saw everything. What does he do? Vayidar Yaakov Neder. He makes a vow. He makes a vow. And he says, Hashem, if you're going to be with me, and if you're going to protect me, and if everything's going to be with, everything you give me, I will meiser. I'll give 10% of everything you give me. Because at a time like that, when all of this is going on, where are you going up to? The address called Neder. You're going up to that place called Neder. We said Neder is Nun Dor, the 50th generation, the 50th level. Seichel HaKoyle. That highest level of Seichel that includes all Seichels. Bechinas Kodesh Kodoshim, the Holy of Holies. Shezeu Bechinas Kol Nidre Shoimrim B'yom HaKippurim. And this is also this special prayer that all of Klal Yisrael gets together on the night of Yom Kippur. People who don't go to shul all year, they come and the chazan begins. The whole service of Yom Kippur begins with that special song, Kol Nidre. Paragraph Ches. V'alkei, now you'll understand another interesting thing. There's a Gemara called Yuma. Yuma means the day, one day of the year, the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. It's talking about Yom Kippur. What does it start speaking about? Doesn't start talking about fasting. Doesn't start talking about wearing a white kittel. It starts off saying that the Kohen Gadol must be married. He must have a wife. That's the first line in Masechet Yuma. That 7 days before Yom Kippur, we said, must make sure he's got a wife. V'alkein osur l'kohen gadol la'avod ha'avodah b'yom ha'kippurim k'she'ein lo isha. It is forbidden for a kohen gadol to perform the service on Yom Kippur unless he has a wife, unless he's married. K'mo yishom rabbi seinu zal, as the Gemara says, ki yef shaloi lahamtik hatzimtzum vahadinim al yedei haseichel ha-koilel b'chinas kodesh kadoshim kanal, because it is impossible to sweeten the judgments, the din, through that seichel ha-koilel, through that highest level of seichel, which is called Holy of Holies, ki im kishehu nosui isha, unless he's married to a woman. Ki ikar hamtoka satzimtzumim, because one of the clearest examples of sweetening the din, of being mamtik the tzimtzumim, while yedei nisuin digdusha, is through holy matrimony. V'oz yesh loy koyach lahalois kol tzimtzumim l'sharoshon. And if he's done that, if he got married, if he did that nisuin, and he tapped into that kodesh hakodoshim, then he has the ability to elevate all the tzimtzumim to their source, ulahamtik hakoil al yidei seichel hakoil b'chinas kodesh kadoshim, and to sweeten everything through this seichel hakoil, through this holy of holies. We know that there were two very outstanding great tzaddikim who are referred to in the Torah as close to Hashem. The Torah uses the word koroiv about them twice. Bikroivai ekodesh. Hashem says, I will be sanctified by those who are close to me. It says, Bikorvosam lefnei Hashem. When they came close to Hashem, vayamusu, and they died. Who were they? Nadav and Avihu. They didn't go to the mikvah. They did go to the mikvah. They didn't have tzitzis. They had long tzitzis. They had everything. They didn't get married. They didn't get married. They didn't go through that process of hamtoka sadinim. They didn't have this nisuin digdusha, where a person taps in, that gives a person the right, the privilege of making the right connection, a good connection, a healthy connection to the seichel hakoilo, to the kodshei kadoshim. They didn't do that. They tried to connect there without that. Boom, boom, explosion, destruction. Paragraph tes. V'alkein Koyhein osur lisa gerusha. And it's for this reason also that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee. Ki kol hakoyhanim klulim ba'koyin godol. Because all Kohanim are connected to and are part of the Kohen Godol. Shehu mamtik kol hadinim sheboilam. He's the one who is mamtik all judgments of the world. Al yedei seichel hakoyel, b'chinas kodesh hakadoshim, by tapping into the seichel hakoyel, which is the Holy of Holies. He's the only one who goes in there one day a year on Yom Kippur. But all the koyhanim are connected to him. V'chol hakoyhanim mekabla mimenu. All the other koyhanim receive from the Kohen Godol. Ki kol hakoyhanim kulam tzrichim tomid lahamtik dinim. Because that's the job of all the koyhanim. All the Kohanim are involved in Hamtoka Sadinim, Shubchinas Kaporas Avoinas. They're all involved in bringing helping Jews bring sacrifices to erase their sins, to get their sins forgiven. Ayde Korbona Shemakrivin HaKohanim Tomid Chapar Yisrael. That's what the Kohanim are doing. Ki Kaporas Kol Ho Avoinas, because the forgiveness of all sins, Hu Bechinas Hamtoka Sadinim Kanal. That's another word for sweetening judgments. Those two go together. We saw before, there's no judgment without sin. The two go together. So eliminating judgments is by eliminating sins. V'alkein ha-koyhein hu ish chesed. And this is why the Kohanim are known as the sphere of chesed, kindness. B'china sholoim. They're the ones who are the peacemakers. Shezehu ikar b'chinas kohuna. That's what the kohuna is really all about. That's the essence of kohuna. K'meshekosav, as we find, originally, Aharon was a kohen and his children were kohanim. And the buck was going to stop there. It was when Pinchas did his incredible, courageous, daring act of jumping up and killing Zimri ben Sola and Cosby Basur for their abomination, for their disgusting behavior in front of Klal Yisrael, that was when Hashem said, Hinini noisein loy es brisi shalom. Now we're going to pass this on to the next generation and the next generation until the end of time. I am giving Pinchas, the grandson, Pinchas, the son of Elazar HaKohen, I'm giving him my covenant of peace. V'hoi saloi bris kahuna soilam. And this will be a covenant of kahuna. So we see kahuna is about peace, about making peace, chesed. V'alkein hoyo Aaron HaKohen orishoin oyev sholem v'roidev sholem. And that's why Aaron, who was the first Kohen, what was he all about? Person who loved peace and chased after peace, as it says in the first chapter of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah 12, as in it says in the Navi Malachi, chapter 2, Brisi Hoiso Itoi, my covenant was with him, Hachayim v'hasholim, for life and for peace. Ki efsher la lois l'shom l'b'chinas secha l'kolam tekadinim ki mal yidei ava v'sholim ki mevur b'seif ha'toyranal al maimar ha'zoyer ha'kodesh anan b'chavius ha'talya. Because it is impossible to go up to that place of seichel ha'kolel, kodesh ha'kodoshim, and to sweeten the dinim there unless there is love and peace, unless there is a state of love and peace. As Rabbeinu Zal writes at the end of chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, the chapter we're dealing with now, when he speaks about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, that we have the Sfiras Omer, the days of mourning. We mourn 24,000 victims of lack of Ava and Sholem. When did it stop? Who slammed the brakes on it? Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He was able to put an end to the plague, to the destruction. How? He said he revealed his secret. Anan b'chavivusa talya. We, our success is dependent on the love between us. Shetzrichen Yisroel lehoiv zezem oid avas nefesh. Jews are supposed to love each other, not just a love on the surface, a deep, deep love, a love that a soul love. V'oz nichlolim kulam yachad. And when there is that love among the Jews, then we have the ability to plug into the tzaddik emes, the true tzaddik, shehim b'chinas kohen godol. The true tzaddikim are like the kohen godol, shaydeze nimtokin kol hadinim sheboilam. And this is what sweetens and eliminates all judgments, all suffering, all pain, all illness, all death from the world. And now you could understand why Hagrusha Asura Lekohen. A woman who got divorced, she is out of bounds to a Kohen. Ki Gerushin Hu Bechinas Riv Hu Machloikis. Because divorce is associated with disagreement. People in a state of Machloikis. People who decide to split. Because we saw earlier that when it comes to a woman getting divorced, her husband draws down to her a light from that Seichel HaKoilel. Which light? Not the chocolate, the vanilla. Remember we spoke about it? Not the light of unity, but the light of disunity, the light of disengagement. Bebechinas krisus upirud verichuk. A light that cuts, that separates, that distances. Shezeu bechinas din umachloikis. That's the concept of judgment, chas v'shom. V'alkein asura l'koyein. Therefore, she does not, a divorcee does not belong with a koyein. Shehu ish sholoim. He is the man of peace. His mission is peace. Baruch Hashem.